it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, pause it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this just in, if you are listening from space, watch out for space debris. It can hit you and it will hurt. Ouch. That is all. Hello, everybody. This is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you are listening to That Computer Show, your source for the latest in gaming and technology news. On today's episode 134 of That Computer Show, we're going to warn you of the dangers of space junk. It can ruin your day.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm interested.
It's very interesting. And in unrelated news, Japan set to put a TV station on the moon. BP has stopped making ocean rainbows for now. Apple has dethroned Microsoft as the most douchey company on... They've dethroned Microsoft as the most valuable company. Not douchey. Well, maybe both, actually. We're going to tell you about all of this and more on today's episode 134 of That Computer Show. First item up for bid, Apple knocks Microsoft off the throne. Yes, that's right. Steve Jobs pushes Bill Gates off the toilet. That was really funny. You're supposed to laugh. You're not laughing at that?
I'm not really laughing at that. No.
That was funny. Come on. Off the throne. And the article is a picture of Steve Jobs and Bill Gates sitting in two chairs together. At 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday, Apple took the top spot from Microsoft as the world's most valuable technology company. Wow. Basically... when Apple took the lead, it had market capitalization of $227.1 billion to $226.3 billion of Microsoft's. After a little bit of Wall Street trading, some crazy stuff going on, Apple was still in the lead after both companies dived down to $222.1 billion and $219.2 billion. Who cares? Really? Do you care, Chris?
I really don't care.
From the absolute silence coming from your side of the studio, I'm getting that.
I had to look it up because I'm finding it really hard to believe that Apple made that much money. And then I'm starting to think, well, no, they overcharge.
Yeah, I mean, it's
easy. For their products.
Just talk to someone who got ripped buying an iPhone.
Because if you think about it, IBM is bigger than Apple. Microsoft's a lot bigger than Apple. Hell, Bank of America's bigger than Apple. But Apple has $227 billion. No.
Well, only 222 now, but yeah.
You know what I'm thinking?
I'm thinking.
Do you remember the movie The Saint? That Russian billionaire had all the oil up underneath his house the whole time, and everybody was starving. He was ripping everybody off. I think Steve Jobs is that Russian billionaire. He's hoarding all this cash and capital. And
did you know that Steve Ballmer is rumored to be speaking at Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference?
That I've got to see. He hates some Apple.
Oh.
He hates everything except for Microsoft. I love this company! Ah! Sweaty bastard.
If Chris ever gets on stage and says that about us, I gotta fire him. I'm sorry. Just be ready.
Hey, I love my company.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna jump up and down with sweaty armpits and like a monkey
boy. Developers, developers. Did you know that I love my planet? I just want to throw this out there. We have rainbows in the ocean, thanks to BP. BP, thank you. I am going to talk about that in a little bit. Leviticus, my newest Twitter, a friend on Twitter that I've been following, the BP's public relations Twitter account's great. Pentagon says a space junk collision could set off catastrophic chain reaction, disabling Earth communications. Now, we've all talked about this, actually. We've heard about this, that, you know, there's junk in space. Not only is there junk in the trunk, as, you know, baby got back, but all these satellites, all these things. What is it? Somebody dropped a wrench years ago on a space mission, and it's still up there. I think it might have actually been a craftsman. So there's actually Sears hardware up in space floating around, waiting to hit a satellite and kill everybody.
Well, no, just everybody's telephone connection.
Just everybody's, yeah.
So.
No more DirecTV for you.
Well, actually, the DirecTV satellite is pretty far out there. It's geosynchronous, so it's 27,000 miles away. It's way out there.
Look at the ping pong balls on this map. We're looking at a popular science. It's popsci.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a pop in my mic, too. That's weird. A little bit of feedback. But we're looking at popsci.com. They've got an article... from the May 2010, Department of Defense base junk, tipping point, blah, 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 blah. And we're looking at a apparently the Earth is surrounded by tons of ping pong balls, at least in the chart. They look like ping pong balls. And there's a lot of them. Some of them are pretty far out. A lot of them over Canada. You see, though? You see? There's a lot of them over... A lot of ping pong balls over Canada. So... Blame Canada. And there goes our Canadian listenership. All two of them. So, let's see. Oh, okay, here we go. To give an idea of how
quickly...
The moose
didn't count, Stephen.
Oh, well, he was listening, right? Or he was pooping, I can't tell. To give an idea of how quickly a chain reaction could get out of hand, consider this. In February of last year, a defunct Russian satellite collided with a communications satellite, turning two orbiting craft into 1,500 pieces of junk. Hey man, one man's junk is trash is another man's treasure. So it could be 1,500 pieces of treasure in space. The Chinese missile test that obliterated a satellite in 2007 spawned 100 times more than that, scattering 150,000 ping pong balls of pieces of debris. That's a lot of stuff. And I mean, we joke, we laugh, you know, but DARPA actually has a plan. They are pooping out a plan. They have a new addition to its technology wish list. Invulnerable satellites might be a good idea, guys. Yeah, let's stop making them out of Legos and ping pong balls, really. DARPA has noted that the number of catalog debris objects has actually jumped by almost 50% since January of 2007, thanks in part to the Chinese ping pong ball incident, guys, huh? And they're going to try and clean it up. So, bully for you. Good on them. All right, Chris, now your turn. You're just sitting there. What you got, buddy?
I was listening to you talk about ping pong balls.
It was interesting, ping pong balls in space. What do you? I mean, come on, really? Can you top that? What do you got? So quiet.
Crickets.
Really? Wow. Okay, I'll keep on going then. BP, we all know and love BP, right? The big... oil company. They gave us rainbows in our oceans, ladies and gentlemen. We got to thank them for this. I got wind of a Twitter phenomenon. I'm going to go to twitter.com real quick. And I'm following, what are they called? BP Cares? BP something. Let's find out. TCS Joe. Log in. That's my password. It's encrypted. Every time I say it, it just comes out that way. Anyway, so I saw this thing, and they were like, BP Global PR. Some of their recent tweets. Please text wildlife to 20222 to donate hot dogs to the BP Corporate Memorial Day picnic. BP cares. there's some other ones about rainbows, and you follow these guys. It's not actually a BP representative, and BP is actually trying to sue them because they want them to go away. They want them to shut up. And what was the one last night? It was like, oh my god, I just had a terrible dream. In it, I was driving a Prius and I kissed my wife on the lips. that was the it was bad, but yeah, BP cares. Can we just start calling it the Oilshin and move on? That's another BP cares. Let's see. I can't find that. What else do we have? I'll find some more later. Yeah. What a glorious day. We have rainbows in our oceans. Yeah. It's good. Okay. So Japan is going to be putting a TV station on the moon. And I'm not really sure why, because there's nobody there to watch it right now.
Have you seen Japanese TV?
I guess they're going to have some zero-G game shows.
People like going through moon rocks with the camera angled just at their breast line. And
one of my favorites was that old show. It was a Japanese game show or variety show, whatever, where they would sneak a cannon into the bedroom of someone's friend while they were sleeping.
What?
Yes, this was real. they would take a cannon, you know, like on the HMS Bounty, a cannon, like a cannon. And they would sneak it into someone's room, and they would launch it next to the person while they were sleeping. I mean, we used to train. Have you ever trained somebody? You know, you get a flashlight and you flash it on. You go, "Oh God, it's a train!" And they like their whole body freaks out. And, you know, they have a heart attack if they're weak will. But you know what I'm talking about, right? And that was really funny. Or sticking someone's hand in warm water. No, ma'am. The Japanese. A cannon in your bedroom while you're sleeping. This is awesome. I think I'm going to do that to Chris.
Wow.
A cannon while he's sleeping. Boom. Yes. Oh, anyway, so Japan's space agency. Do you know what Japan's space agency is called?
No, I do not.
JAXA. Say it without laughing, Kyle. Japan's space agency JAXA has unveiled its plans for a moon base scheduled to be operational by the year 2020. Barbara Walters is not involved. In addition to a previously unannounced moon robot, the base would also broadcast high-definition video of the moon's surface. So they're just going to stick a camera, or just point it down a little bit. Right there is the moon. Just okay. Now let's do it in HD. It's just going to be a webcam of the moon, ladies and gentlemen. Estimated to cost around $2.2 billion. Wow. I think it's actually the next season of Lost. We're on the moon. How did we... Okay, so BP stopped the gushing oil leak. I'm looking at this from device.com. Gushing oil leak in the Gulf finally stopped, but it could leak again. Now, they basically stopped the leak with Mighty Putty.
Or mud. It was mud.
Muddy Putty.
Yeah, and cement. Yeah, Mighty Putty.
It was Mighty Putty.
It was muddy cement.
It's called Top Kill, where they basically use a 30,000 horsepower engine mounted aboard a drilling ship to power a pump that's squirting in heavy drilling fluid.
Mud.
Mighty Putty. In an attempt to stop the leak. Now, finally, after over a month, it looks like they're doing... It's starting to work. It's working! They've been able to stabilize the wellhead. They're pumping mud down it. They've stopped the hydrocarbons from coming up. Translation, we're not making rainbows on the ocean anymore. BP officials say that their technique of using tremendous horsepower and pressure to force the oil to stop could fail at any moment. Let's see. They kept the 30,000 horsepower engine pumping away until 11 o'clock, and then it abruptly shut down because of a, quote, failure. Really? Oh, no, we're just taking a lunch break. But on the morning of the 28th, they got it to turn back on, and, yeah. they actually ran out of gas. In a fit of irony, BP ran out of gas while stopping the oil from flowing. Wow. Wow. Okay, so, Chris, have you ever heard of the British Interplanetary Society?
No.
They're going to drink tea. Yes. Cheerio.
Do they have a flag?
The British Interplanetary Society has hatched an ambitious plan to send an interplanetary probe into space.
Interplanetary galactic probe?
Yes. It is destined to fail.
Why is that?
Because it's called Project Icarus.
I don't get it.
You know about Icarus mythology. You know, the kid, wax wings, flew too close to the sun, fell to a horrible flaming death.
Well, as long as they don't launch this thing anywhere near the sun, we're okay.
Well, but that's the whole point. It's in space, and it's, yeah, they're going to, you don't, you, as a general rule, you don't name an ambitious, world-changing project after a massive, tragic event. Like Kid Icarus.
So you wouldn't want to have a like an aircraft carrier call them, you know, USS Mount St. Helens?
Right.
Oh, I get it. I get it now. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So, like, in related news, BP actually named, the nickname for the oil rig was called Vesuvius. So, might be a problem. All right. That's all for the first segment of That Computer Show. We're going to be back after the break with an interesting piece of news. Sony creates a truly flexible display. This is really cool. And if you don't think it's cool, you need to cut yourself and let the pain out. And a cell phone number in Bulgaria banned because everyone who has used it dies.
Dun, dun, dun.
What's that? Die.
Dun, dun, dun.
You're listening to That Computer Show at www.thatcomputershow.net. Stay tuned. Segment 2 will start in mere minutes.
Ketchup is not fancy enough for a local man. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Area resident Bob Schroeder spoke out today against the ketchup packet he recently acquired at a local restaurant, claiming it was not fancy enough.
The label on the packet clearly indicated it was fancy ketchup, but upon breaking the packet's seal, it was clear that the ketchup was not very fancy at all. In fact, it appeared to be quite ordinary.
The ketchup manufacturer denied any wrongdoing, claiming the company's ketchup is processed in accordance with all federal fanciness standards, including the stipulation that all factory employees be dukes or duchesses. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
From San Francisco comes...
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice, a-roni, the flavor can't be beat.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice, A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-A-Roni, the delicious break from potatoes, now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Hot dog, Armor hot dog. What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dog?
Kids with chicken pox love
Armor hot dog. The dog kids love to bite. Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
Heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times, you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
We're going to do it. Yeah.
$5 foot long.
That's not, no. It's five. $5 foot. Right, no, and it's $5 foot long. It's three.
It's a 5 second commercial.
Is he directing this now?
I was doing it right, wasn't I?
Everyone's loving the Subway famous $5 footlongs, and there's so many to try, like the Oh My Meatball Marinara or the Temptalicious Spicy Italian. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
$5 footlong!
A revolutionary new Asper shirt relieves torso pain. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Torso pain sufferers have new hope thanks to Johnson Laboratories' introduction of the Asper shirt. Available in regular or cool mint, the new shirt covers the torso in a stylish, comfortable coat of temporary relief from minor aches and pains. A chewable version of the Asper shirt for kids is also in the works. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, call it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it.
And we are back with more of That Computer Show. You're listening to us live from thatcomputershow.net as we broadcast from the Blue Room at That Computer Store. Bulgarian cell phones.
What?
Yeah, you thought they were dangerous to begin with. Got some news here of a cell phone number in Bulgaria that has been banned. Apparently, it's cursed. If you live in Bulgaria,
which
I'm sorry,
automatically decreases your chance of survival by a significant amount.
Yeah, if you live in Bulgaria, you won't ever be assigned the cell phone number 0888-888-888.
Good.
Good. That's because every single person who's ever had that number was killed under suspicious circumstances. 0888-888-888. It's gotten so bad that the cell phone provider, Mobitel, has permanently banned the number.
Whoa. The first guy to die was poisoned by radiation?
Yeah.
By a business competitor?
The second victim, a mob boss, was shot to death. The third was a coke dealer, gunned down. Click, click, click. Boom.
Well, is it the number is cursed? Or, I mean, all these people, sounds like, other than the first guy, I mean, you know, that sucks. I'm sorry, brother. But mob boss, shot to death, probably deserved it. Coke dealer, yeah, he probably deserved it. So, maybe it's sort of like a tag.
I don't
know. Your next mission, should you choose to accept it, kill the guy that we gave 888-888-888 to.
Oh, yeah, I bet it's like a secret agent thing.
And the secret agent is probably, like, you know, the guy from, with the shoe.
Get Smart?
Yeah. He's just...
I can't remember his name.
Yeah,
Wowzer! Wow. Yeah, so, don't get that phone number. I want to call it now.
I see this turning into a movie like The Ring. It's going to be called The Ringer.
Did you hear about the brave scientist that became the first person infected with a computer virus?
Wait a minute. Did he have?
Yeah, this is interesting. Hold on, let me sign back in and send you the link. I got kicked off. Hold on.
Last week we talked about them creating artificial life from computer code.
Yeah.
And now this week a guy gets infected with a computer virus.
With a computer virus, yep, he got a rogue security app in his butt. Now, Dr. Mark Gasson from the University of Reading in the UK implanted a chip under the flesh of his hand. It was an RFID chip that allowed him to open special doors and keep his cell phone locked down so that only he can use it. What?
He had a key in his hand that allowed him to open special doors. I'm like, it's like a video game. I'm just thinking Labyrinth.
Save keys to open doors.
The 2600. You remember Labyrinth? You have to go find the duck and get the key, and then you can open the special door.
Yeah, he had a duck implanted in his hand, ladies and gentlemen.
Duck away from me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so basically he contracted a virus only meant for computers.
It got into his hand chip?
I think so. With the benefits of this type of technology come risks. Quote, we may improve ourselves in some way, but much like the improvements of other technologies, mobile phones, for example, they become vulnerable to risks such as security problems and computer viruses. Gasson said, adding, if someone can get online access to your implant, it could be serious.
Oh, dear. My hand just blue screened.
Wow.
Oh, no, wait. I just spilled Mana Potion on it. Okay, sure.
Wow, yeah, that could have been bad. Could have been real bad.
I'm going to lick it off now.
I think the guy actually did it on purpose. I think he actually gave himself a virus on purpose as a proof of concept.
Sadomasochist.
He is. But it's true. And, anybody who's familiar with, like, dark future games and stuff like Shadowrun, it's pretty commonplace.
And mad scientist implants his hand with chips and then infects it because he's such a bad scientist.
He's such a bad scientist. You're just a... Yeah. There you go. Mana potion for the win. Sony. You've heard of Sony, right?
Yes.
I kind of think I hate Sony.
Oh, okay. Before you even say this... Yes, what was it, the day before yesterday? No, yeah. It was last week sometime. A day prior to this one, I put in a CD. It was my Fiona Apple disc, and I was trying to rip.
Oh, a bad girl.
Yes, she did a very bad thing.
Shadow box, baby.
Anyway, I put the disc into my computer. I'm ripping all the MP3s so that I can stream them from any computer in my house, Windows Media Center.
You shouldn't rip them. It will destroy them.
Well, Media Center is awesome, and I'm putting the disc in. And as soon as I put the disc in, a little thing pops up on my screen. Auto run. And here I am thinking, remembering that I used to own a Moby CD before it got stolen, you dirty bastard. The Moby CD, when you put it in, had a music video that would play. It was awesome, because Moby's awesome. Do you own Apple? I thought the same thing was going to happen. You know, there's going to be a music video, some other cool stuff. No, it infected my computer with a root kit.
What? This is that? Oh, it had the root kit that the country people had that they didn't want? And
Yeah, it tried to anyway. It was only written for 32-bit computers, so it failed. Thankfully for me, you know, the Sony's root kit wasn't written for 64-bit devices, so...
Holy crap, this is awesome. Chris, you have to click on the link I just sent you. Just trust me. If it... No, oh, seriously.
Crap. Steven!
Nah. No, okay. I'm looking at this on device.com.
I got pop-ups and...
Sony builds astonishing...
I don't want to change my long-distance provider.
Sony builds astonishing roll-up OLED display of the future. This is what...
Oh, no, that is sweet.
Scroll down. Just scroll down and press that play button right there. It's a 4.1-inch screen that is so thin and flexible it can wrap around a pencil-sized cylinder. Now watch this. Watch this. Okay, he's watching NASCAR.
Those cars are cool.
That's really cool.
Do you have to have that really complicated device to do
it? I think they're just showing that you can do it. Now, there are some lines, and there's some weird horizontal and vertical lines, but the
that's almost as cool as the like see-through LED display that they're doing. So I could see that this technology plus the stuff Samsung is doing with the translucent LED display, yeah. You can see right through this thing. It's about 30% translucent, so it looks sort of like a tinted window. But they're trying to get it even more translucent. So this technology plus Samsung's technology means you'll have like roll-up displays. You can just pull down a display from something.
Yeah.
Or you would be able to see through a display until some important information needed to pop up. Like, you know, if you're speeding, you can have this in your car. You're speeding. Or, you know.
But and think about all the TV shows where they have the little, like, the pull-out communicator. Like a scroll, like you can see the screen. This is stinking awesome. It's not stinking. It doesn't, like, smell bad because I can't really. I tried smelling the screen, but the screen. I don't have smell-o-vision on my
computer.
That
is pretty cool.
That's very. I think that's awesome, and I still think Icarus is a stupid name. Fish and chips. It's supposed to travel at 12% light speed, reaching another solar system such as as Barnard's star, 6 light years away, in about 50 years. Yeah, they want to go to the Barnard star. Yeah, so let's go ahead and go to the Barnard star, please. Yeah, quiet. The spacecraft would first mine fuel from gas giant planets such as Jupiter and Saturn. It's not going to mess with Uranus. The spacecraft's engine would use deuterium and helium-3. Oh, that's not even funny.
Uranus is
methane? Oh, come on. Anyway... Icarus, people, come on! That was the name of the project on Stargate Universe that sent them across into another galaxy, and now they're trapped on a spaceship. I guess it's not on the BBC, so they weren't paying attention. Yeah, so Brave Scientist gets a virus. You got anything cool to pop on me, Chris?
Well, I was looking at some record-breaking... benchmarks, which some people may find boring, but this is pretty darn cool.
I like the fact that they use the word slather. That's one of my favorite words.
Slather, as in, like, slather this bread with that butter.
Slather whipped cream all over
your
face. Or
slather this row of 4 Radeon HD5870s in liquid nitrogen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Better than whipped cream?
Much better and faster, but not quite as tasty as whipped cream. Although, if you take whipped cream and dip it in liquid hydrogen, then you can throw it at people and it hurts because it would shatter. But it would taste good. The PC hardware community recently discovered that quad SLI was a huge freaking waste of cash and time. We knew this, like, a long time ago.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Quad SLI is just about as dumb as, well, SLI. It's twice as dumb as SLI, mathematically speaking. Well, the guys at Tweaktown said that they weren't listening that day. They decided to tape 4 Radeon HD5870s together in Crossfire, which is sort of like SLI. And instead of it being a huge waste of cash or a huge waste of time, it was a lot of awesome.
A lot.
3D Mark 03 benchmark of 200,000. Nothing's ever even gotten close.
What did you say?
The 3D Mark 03, which is sort of the standard for like measuring how badass a computer is.
Right.
200,000. It achieved average frame rates approaching four digits in Devil May Cry 4.
Wait, four digits?
Like in the thousand.
It got four fingers of fastness.
Yes.
It got four.
What they did is they took these four Radeon 5870s, mounted these, they call them pots, these copper pots, onto the chips, and poured liquid nitrogen into them, and overclocked them over to 1.25 gigahertz, and powered the whole thing with an i7-980 GPU. They bumped the clock up on it to 5.8 gigahertz. The machine, like, nearly ripped a hole in space-time. So, and it still couldn't do Crysis full screen, so.
It still couldn't do, still couldn't do Crysis at max settings, ladies and gentlemen.
Life can't do Crysis at full screen. So.
Yeah, the Matrix has you.
And I watched the video of them putting it together. I mean, he did some pretty interesting things to these cards. Instead of just, you know, putting liquid nitrogen on them, he actually took and modified the cards and beefed them up by putting extra capacitors on the cards. It's reminiscent of, people taking Honda Civics and putting nitrous and superchargers on them and, you know, chipping them out. This guy totally modded these video cards. Totally voided the warranty, but...
You think?
It looks like a NASA experiment. Everything's wrapped in thermal blankets, and not like the things you see in wrapped around Lilu and Fifth Element. These are just boring blankets.
Yeah, thermal blankets.
But it's pretty cool stuff. And some interesting ways in which he had to actually use a blowtorch on the processor. Something I would have never seen anyone do.
Blowtorch?
He had to heat up the processor to room temperature to test it. So he used a blowtorch. On a processor. On a $1,000 processor.
So he cooled it down and then had to heat it up while everything else was really cool?
Something like that.
Wow. That's like smoking.
Yep.
Very cool.
Except it wasn't smoke. It was.
I want to do it.
Nitrogen. And if you stuck your hand down in there, it would come back crunchy.
Crunchy.
Yes. Pretty cool stuff, literally.
Very cool stuff. I got some cool movie news. You remember the X-Men?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome stuff.
Okay.
Tell me they're doing another one, because I'm kind of bored of what's going on in the movies. I did see a great movie last night, but...
What'd you see?
Shutter Island.
Shutter, is that...
It's been out for a while. I went and saw the $2 theater. It's one of those movies that messes with your mind.
Oh.
You know? Mm. With a twist!
What a twist!
Exactly. At the end, you're like, oh, I totally didn't see that coming. Well, kind of, but it was... Yeah.
Question reality. Looks like there's going to be an X-Men prequel. It's going to be directed by Kick-Ass's Matthew Vaughn.
Is it going to prequel the other prequel?
It is a complete prequel, yeah.
So, like, you know, we had one and two.
And then you had, like...
And three. And then we had the one before one, and then... So this is going to be before the fourth
one? Yeah, this isn't like, point three. This is, like, negative one point... Okay.
This is going to be, like, dudes are in diapers and stuff.
Yeah. He has ex-babies. James McAvoy...
They already made that movie, right?
James McAvoy has signed on. He's going to play Professor X. It basically deals with a younger Charles Xavier and Eric Lyncher. Yeah, no Patrick Stewart. This is before he went bald.
Yeah.
It's before he went bald. Okay, the official synopsis released by the studio. The epic beginning of the X-Men saga before Charles Xavier and Eric Lyncher took the names Professor X and Magneto. They were two young men discovering their powers for the... This sounds like a Dawson's Creek.
Named Bill and Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, check this out. I can move stuff with my mind.
Dude, check this out. Pants fall down.
Check this out. Yeah. I'll get past the Cheetos.
Before they were arch enemies, they were the closest of friends, working together with other mutants, some familiar, some new, to stop the greatest threat the world has ever known. In the process, a rift between them opened. Nothing to do with space-time. Which began the eternal war between Magneto's Brotherhood and Professor X's X-Men.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, so there's some graphic novels and comics that deal with this. What'd you say? What's that, Kyle? Something. Oh, it's the break. Saved by the break. I got some other movie news in a minute. Green Lantern, Flash, all kinds of cool stuff. But that's all for this segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net. We will be back after the break with more news of the normal, weird, and wild. Stay tuned, sit tight, keep your pants on. That Computer Show will be right back.
A local dullard chooses vocational school. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. In an attempt to earn more than $5.50 an hour, Alice Stelson, a not-too-bright mother of two, will attend Maryland Tech School this fall.
I was thinking of going into cosmetology or maybe data entry. I am not special. Anyone could be taught these skills.
Stelson says both vocations require non-specific skills that could be performed by anyone with a high school education. Sources close to the tech school say they could even be performed by a monkey. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow Mix from Purina, the cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best, tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Meow. Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires, and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs, he'll do, he'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of kitchen sink
quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash
faster than a flash?
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
K-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tap. The Elka pudding just hurry.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honey bees and snow white turtle doves.
I'd like to teach the world to sing with me.
Goodyear unveils new circular tires. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redlin. The Goodyear Rubber Company unveiled a revolutionary round tire today to replace all earlier oval-shaped models. Goodyear representative Doug Kemp.
Market research shows that consumers prefer fuel economy and driver control over the comical boingy-boingy motion of a car on oval tires.
A warning label will be placed on all the new tires, cautioning consumers to store them flat against the floor as they can roll away when standing upright. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it,
charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quickly.
And we are back with more of the That Computer Show for your ears to feast upon. All right, I got some more news. We're going to rape your childhood. Remember Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? What could be better than a 47th reboot of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No. Anything.
Yeah. How about if Michael Bay directed it?
You're kidding. This is going to be a joke. You're joking, right?
Oh, oh.
No.
Valpak.com.
No. Wait. Michael Bay does Teenage...
Yes.
My head explode.
Yeah, Platinum Dunes, Michael Bay's production company. Platinum Dunes? Really? Platinum Dunes? Wow, sounds like a strip club. Will be co-producing the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie with Paramount and Nickelodeon. Yes. Wow. You know, Platinum Dunes did the Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street remakes. Bay is already at work directing the third Transformers. I don't know. I think it's going to be the Ninja Turtles versus My Little Pony. I got some other cool movie news, actually, if I can find it. Where did it go? Okay, before I get to that, here's one for you. Man spends 6 months plotting murder of Counter-Strike rival.
I like the one and only comment on this story about Michael Bay to reproduce Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What? What is the comment?
No! Explanation point 11.
11, shift 11.
It's like...
Okay, here's one for you. Counter-Strike player plots revenge against his rival for 6 months. A tale of slow simmering nerd rage gone wrong. And this could have happened at that computer store last night at the lock-in, guys. Just keep this in mind.
Until we spread drank to everyone and they all went to sleep. Just
calm them all down.
Going to kill...
Yeah. A Counter-Strike player in France has spent 6 months plotting a revenge attack against a man who beat him in an in-game knife fight. His eventual revenge was not in-game.
Sorry.
I don't know. It makes me think of Myers. 20-year-old Julien Barreau from... Wait, he's French. He probably just... Never mind. Gave up. Had his Counter-Strike character knifed in a game late last year against another man known only as Mikhail. Enraged at this blight against his talents, Barreau spent 6 months tracking him down in the real world. When he eventually found the victim, he knocked on the guy's front door and then plunged a kitchen knife into his chest. Missed the guy's heart by only an inch. Guess he sucks at more than just Counter-Strike.
He sucks at that.
Oh, he's coming for us next. Oh, God. A local police officer told the courts Barreau was arrested within the hour and told us he had wanted to see his rival wiped out for killing off his character. In Counter-Strike,
you respawn.
And okay. You respawn, yeah. The judge... Terrorists win. The judge, who locked him up for 2 years on a charge of causing grievous bodily harm, says of Barreau, "You are a menace to society. I am frankly terrified of the disproportionate reaction you could have if someone looked at you in the wrong way in the street." Wow. Don't ever...
Epic fail.
Don't let this guy play Left 4 Dead. Yeah, he stabbed the guy with a knife and missed. Oh, gosh. Knife kill's gone wrong. This is kind of terrifying, though. I mean, now, in fairness, I have never had someone attempt to kill me because I beat them in a video game. Not just because I'm not good at games and never beat anybody. Because I kind of schooled some kids in Bad Company 2 last night. But,
why is somebody trying to make me save like.php? I'm not trying to open a file.
Oh, you're getting a virus.
I clicked on the links you sent me.
Virus equals yes.
virus equals very yes. Did you get a virus on the computer? Did you get 600,000 viruses on the computer?
Oh, my goodness. What was I talking about? Oh, I had some movie news. Yeah. Okay, HP bought Palm, by the way. Did you know about this?
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
$1.2 billion. It's an all-cash transaction. Do you know how many $2 bills that is?
Yeah.
$600 million. Yeah, okay.
It's $1.6 billion. Was it $1.2 billion? It's $600,000 bills.
No, it's more than...
Or $600 million.
Yeah, $600 million. Yeah, I had to think about it, too. Yeah, okay. It was kind of a rhetorical question, but thanks. All right.
Imagine how many of those would fit in like the garter belt of HP.
That would have to be a big garter belt HP.
Or no, it would be Palm with the part about getting the tooth.
Yeah, so, on a pole dancing. Warner Brothers
on a pixie pole.
Warner Brothers sets a Sherlock Holmes sequel date, and the studio is nearing a green light for a Flash movie.
Flash?
Yeah.
I bet Steve Jobs will not attend that movie.
Yeah, that's funny. Because Apple is a douche.
Can you watch the Flash trailer on the iPad?
No. Why not? Sherlock Holmes 2, mid-December 2011. There's some other movies, actually. Let's see.
Did you see this art installation of the Back to the Future hoverboard?
I did. I thought it was very cool. They probably did it with magnets.
Take all the magic out of it for me.
Sorry.
Effing magnets, man. Effing magnets.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen that infographic, though.
No, I haven't. Red Riding Hood? What is that? There's a movie called Red Riding Hood? I wonder what it's about. The Hangover 2? May 26th of next year? I have no idea.
Yeah. I think that movie was good on its own. Let's just not.
How about Green Lantern? I'm excited about a Green Lantern movie, but it's in 3D, so I don't know. That's going to be in June of next year. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 2.
I haven't seen the latest Harry Potter film.
Happy Feet 2? Why would they make a second Happy Feet?
Because they didn't make enough money the first time around.
Happy Feet 2, My Left Foot. What? And then there's a movie called New Year's Eve on December 9th.
Aren't they getting it a little early?
They are. Yeah, it's an early release. And of course, in 2012, you've got Superman, Batman, and it looks like there's going to be a Wonder Woman film, an Aquaman film, and a Mad Magazine character film in development. Aquaman's probably going to suck. I don't know what's so cool about a guy who wears green and orange and talks to fish. I mean, yeah. What is that?
Go, sharks, go.
What's that going
to
be like?
All you have to do to defeat Aquaman is get out of the water.
Get out of the water.
Aha, uh-huh, what are you going to do now, fish boy?
It's Aquaman. You know what's funny? He's the Jar Jar Binks of the Justice League. This is funny. I kind of feel bad because I'm pretty sure the Wonder Twins could kick his ass. What are you going to do? It's Aquaman. Shape of a sea animal. Form of some water for the sea animal to breathe in.
I will defeat your lobsters with a pot of boiling water.
Yeah. I
will defeat your sharks with a nice, butter sauce and a grill.
I watched Smallville, it's the Superman TV show. And they actually had the Wonder Twins have a guest appearance. And they were actually much cooler than the Wonder Twins from the car. Because the Wonder Twins, they didn't have a monkey named Gleep, though. Actually, it's the girl, was it Jaina was her name? She had a cell phone, and it had a Gleep bling on it with those little gems you get from Toys R Us. Yeah, that was pretty stupid. So, Wonder Woman is basically half-naked woman in an invisible jet with a rope. She's like Bondage Woman.
I kind of liked Wonder Woman when I was a kid. My brother had a huge crush on her.
I bet you did. No, but her jet can.
No, she can't, but she draws a jet. It's like... It's in...
No, she can't fly.
She has to have
not
her
the original
jet.
One.
It's the jet drawn with, pencil.
Yeah, because it was invisible.
Except that you could see it.
And it was really funny. There was a skit. I don't remember where this was, but somebody did a skit about the Wonder Twin, somebody having to use the bathroom in the jet. But it's invisible, so they went to the bathroom, and they went, and it was.
I can see you.
It's invisible.
I tried to shut the door, but I just gotta take a poo.
Wow,
where does the poo go?
I don't know. You just see a big turd flying through the air.
Was her jet a bomber? You drop.
It was after the Wonder Twins got done with it.
Cheap. Wow. Oh, they will. Our show just took a dive.
It just took a dump.
Literally. So did it tell you about the Back to the Future hoverboard?
Yeah, magnets.
Damn.
Ruined it again. Oh my gosh, I got nothing else. I'm done.
Starship probe. Ants. Visit Uranus.
No, don't.
Space junk.
Wonder Twins.
It's Sky is Falling. Guy gets a virus in his hand. No, not like that.
Let's see.
Sony makes a roll-up display. Left 4 Dead blog.
Oh, Left 4 Dead blog. Yes. Left 4 Dead. That's cool. We all love Left 4 Dead. And if you don't, you're stupid. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. I don't make the rules. I just enforce them. Left 4 Dead, the Valve team has been doing mutations. They've basically creating new game types that are around for like a week. 1 week it was you had to carry the gnome to safety. It was the gnome from Half-Life 2. And you had to bring him through the entire level. There is. Well, but they may create a mutation where that was the whole point. You had to get through the Survivor campaign. The jockey race was really interesting. It was a versus. You had four survivors and you had four infected, and the four infected were jockeys. And the jockey had to ride the survivor to the end of the map, and they had to cooperate. It's because the jockey, you like go in different directions, so they had to fight. They had to work together.
That's like a potato sack race.
It is like a potato sack race. Yeah. So
that's great.
Last Man on Earth is the new mutation. You will become the legend to the infected as the last human left. You are the only survivor left in the world. No split-screen help. No survivor bots. But don't worry, you aren't alone. There are no common infected, but there are special infected, and they will hunt you down.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's a single-player mutation. Dun, dun. We might have to play this. Looks like the hunter is at the top of the charts right now. What's some other... next week's mutation is the Chainsaw Massacre. I don't know what that's all about, but it looks sounds like it's going
to
be
stuff
cool.
Like this could actually get me to play Left 4 Dead 2 again.
Yeah, man. There was Return of the Gnome, Realism Versus, which actually became a game mode. That was a mutation. Let's see, Last Gnome on Earth. For the love of God, stop putting him down. He is the last gnome on Earth. Wow. What are some of the other ones? Rage Quit, Angry and Confused. Puking and Bleeding Out. That was a gross one, man. Bleed Out, where there's no health. There's just adrenaline and pills. And you're bleeding. So you just keep on going and keep on going. Anyway, I really like this. They're basically putting new game modes in every week to give you something else to play with. And I'd just like to take a moment to say that Modern Warfare 2 is kind of a disappointment.
Yeah. But Bad Company 2
was kind of awesome.
It's all kinds of awesome. You said you were having a problem with it, though, but
yeah,
that's a personal setup problem.
It's actually not. The other side of the issue is if you have antivirus software on your computer,
mm-hmm.
there's a very good chance that you won't be able to spawn into a battle. And it's
AVG bugged. Has identified you spawning as a virus.
Yeah.
What would you like to do? Not spawn? Spawn? Spawn in the enemy's base.
Cancel.
Cancel. Yeah.
So yeah, it's causing it's causing problems for a lot of people. Avira, AVG.
Should have put that RFID chip in your hand.
Mm-hmm. It's happening with a lot of. Interestingly enough, I don't think Microsoft Security Essentials is plagued by this issue, but there is a workaround for the common problem. Don't know about a workaround for the one that I'm having, which I'm probably the only person playing on a domain-based computer.
Probably not a great idea.
It's a great idea. It worked fine before the patch.
Well, I guess your save games are on the server, so.
Well, it's multiplayer, so there really aren't save games. But yes, all of my Fallout 3 save games are on the server. So if I ever reformat my computer, I can get all my Fallout 3 games. And that's why I keep exceeding the quota. Although Fallout 3 New Vegas.
Just wow.
Is it Fallout 3 New Vegas or Fallout New Vegas? I'm a little disappointed in the Collector's Edition. The Fallout 3 Collector's Edition came with a bobblehead and a Vault-Tec lunchbox. It was awesome. New Vegas comes with a deck of cards and poker chips. I could just go to Vegas for that. It makes sense, but it's stupid.
Yeah, that is kind of dumb.
I don't know that I'm gonna. I'm not.
So we talked not too long ago about Google's open source video codec based on VP8. They're calling it WebM. It looks like Intel is going to possibly do hardware acceleration on that.
Really?
Yes. And there's also some news of that Steve Jobs may have some insight on this, because he mentioned something in a speech not too long ago about a patent pool being created. Looks like they may be gunning against the open source Theora and Google's open source WebM video accelerator.
Wait, you're saying after that douchey letter he wrote, they're now going to fight against open source software?
Yeah, like the stuff that would be behind HTML5?
Could it be hypocrisy in his pants?
Well, no, he's got his hands in H.264. That's his little baby.
Oh, so open source is cool as long as it doesn't interrupt his closed source. Wow. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that's a wrap for today's That Computer Show. We're going to be back next week with more of That Computer Show Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TCSJoe. Tweet with us and join in on the fun. And remember, no more rainbows. VP's job is done. Until next week, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you have been listening to That Computer Show. Scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tweet it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it.